Well, hello, everyone, and welcome into the third hour of Adventures in Jazz here on KTXK. I'm Frank Miller, and we're going to be playing some assorted jazz cuts. I don't have any special theme. So we're going to start things off with a very fine guitarist, not all that well known, but his name is Peter Bernstein. This is the Peter Bernstein Quartet from his CD called Signs of Life. We're going to hear a great old standard called My Ideal. And then after that, the late Miles Davis from his classic CD, Porgy and Bess, and we're going to hear It Ain't Necessarily So. Thank you. Gosh, isn't that a great recording? That's Porgy and Bess from Miles Davis, a large group recording recorded for Columbia Records with It Ain't Necessarily So. Before that, we heard Peter Bernstein, very fine guitarist, and I just saw where Peter Bernstein has a new CD that's just entered into the Jazz Week chart of radio airplay, so I'm looking forward to hearing it. But anyway, that was the Peter Bernstein Quartet from his CD, Signs of Life, with My Ideal. Now here's Dave Brubeck and the Quartet from one of his Columbia recordings. Well, it's called the Dave Brubeck Quartet's Greatest Hits, and we're going to hear It's a Raggy Waltz. And then after that, Lester Young comes in. Lester Young with the Oscar Peterson Trio, recorded for Verve Records, and we're going to hear Tea for Two. Well, that winds things up on this half hour of Adventures in Jazz. That was Lester Young, the great tenor saxophonist from the 1950s with T for Two, along with the Oscar Peterson Trio. Before that, we heard It's a Raggy Waltz, an original composition by Dave Brubeck with Paul Desmond on alto sax, Gene Wright on the bass, and Joe Morello on the drums from the Dave Brubeck's Quartet's Greatest Hits. Well, that's going to wind up this half hour. We've got another half hour left to go with some more assorted cuts. Hope you're enjoying the music this afternoon, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be into the final half hour right after this.